Hi, this is Dick Vermeil. And if you're not listening to the grilling guys and following Bob's instructions, you're losing out, buddy.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Grilling Guys each and every Saturday morning on 107.3 WBBL-FM. We are live and local in Big Rapids, Michigan. We've moved the Spartan Mobile Studios north, and we've got a special treat. You just heard from Coach Dick Vermeil. Well, I've got the two hockey coaches that are playing. They played a game last night. They got another one tonight. I got Coach Daniels, and I got Coach Appert sitting right here in front of me. So we're going to go to these guys. They're going to break down the game a little bit and tell us what the Seth, you're going to have to make some adjustments tonight, aren't you? 4-0 last night.
Yeah, we did. I thought Ferris was really good last night. You know, as you guys, I'm sure, we'll talk about, I am a Ferris alum, so it's about the only time of the year that I don't root for the Bulldogs is when we're here playing them. But, you know, I really like the way that the Bulldogs played. I thought the first 35 minutes was really hard. It was a physical, intense game. I thought their older players leaned on us a little bit in the second half of that game and took that over. So we do have a few adjustments to make, especially offensively.
Coach, what are you going to do to combat that?
Well, you know what? I agree with Seth. The one thing he left out is I thought we out-coached him last night. So. No, I just want to be humble about it. But truthfully, it was a great hockey game. And you know what? It was 1-0 going into the third period, and that game could have gone either way. I thought our goaltender, in moments that were critical of the game, came up big. And so what we need tonight, again, would be the solid goaltending throughout the game. I don't think either one of our teams is a huge in goal scoring. Both teams are great defensively. So a goal's worth a lot of money out there, if you will. And so if you can get up two, it's a pretty big mountain for the other team to climb.
Sure. So, Seth, tell us about your school.
About our school?
Yes.
You know, RPI is a great school. You know, we're one of the elite academic universities in the East Coast there. We're, you know, it's a technical school, strong engineering, math, science. You know, it's a really wonderful place to work. We have a lot of tradition with hockey. We've won 2 national championships. We went to the national tournament last year. Hockey's huge out there. We're about 4,000 fans a game in our ranks. So it's a wonderful place to coach. We have a chance to recruit great young men and hopefully try to turn them into pros. But at the end of the day, also graduate from one of the best schools in the United States.
So, and where are you located?
We're just outside of Albany, New York. We're in Troy, New York.
Oh, okay. That's a great place to live.
It's a great place. A great place to raise a family. My wife, she's a Ferris State alum as well. We got 2 little girls, so we really enjoy it out there, but it's certainly good to be back in Michigan.
Yeah, a little known fact is you played for Coach Daniels, didn't you?
I did.
Yeah, you were a goalie.
I didn't play much.
Oh, really? Well, yeah, you could kick him. He's within reach.
Well, you know, yeah. I think in his younger years, he wasn't very intelligent as a coach.
Is that right?
You know, he's become wiser as we've gotten older. I think now he would have played me a lot more, seeing the potential that I had. But I'm a really proud Bulldog. I have so much pride in playing here. Playing for Ferris, playing for Coach Daniels, and then what they've done with the program since I've been gone.
Hey, if you just tuned in, you're listening to the Grilling Guys on 107.3 every Saturday from 8:30 to 10:30 is our college football schedule. We are at Ferris State University, which is our old stomping grounds, Randy and I both, and we're up here for the big homecoming, and we're talking with Coach Daniels and Coach Appert, and they had a nice hockey game last night, and we're going to go back for a rematch tonight. What time does that game start?
That game's at 7:05 tonight, and boy, we had a great crowd last night. If it wasn't a sellout, we were then about 100 people, and we're expecting a similar crowd tonight. And the other thing, it's been a wonderful weekend here. I'm real appreciative of you two gentlemen stopping by. I think I'm appreciative anyways. But
you'll know when you eat the steaks.
Yeah.
you might learn to hate us. Hey, how long have you coached there, Bob?
I've been here. This is my 20th season as head coach, 23rd season overall. The little-known fact is when I wasn't playing Seth back in the day, I was only a couple years older than him, so we're not too much different in age, actually.
Okay, I got to know a lot of the hockey folks because I tended bar at the Best Western while I was going to school here. So Randy was at Schuberg's with all the kids. I was with all the coaches and the parents making the real tips.
Yeah,
Randy, you may have ran into me a few times back in the day.
I'm wondering. I think you stiffed me on a dollar once.
Yeah, that was me.
Yeah,
and Randy definitely just saw my crew at Schuberg's.
Yeah. Well, let's get to the important stuff, guys. When you step up to the grill. Coach Daniels, you don't look like you're a stranger to the grill. So,
When you step up, what is it that you like to grill, man?
All right, and I'm not a stranger. First of all, let me start off with you got to use charcoal. I'm not a gas griller. I'm a charcoal griller.
Man after my heart.
Yeah, exactly. And then I go with steak and shrimp. So,
all right. Great combination.
And steak, it's just season a little salt, pepper, and the shrimp a little olive oil, and then a little bit of seasoning on that as well.
So we'll be putting out those steaks today. We got about 1,000 of them to cook, and we're going to cook them just the way you said right there.
That's
make
right.
sure we set them up.
You can go to thegrillingguys.com and get some great recipes for those shrimp, especially. I happen to really love shrimp on the Barbie.
No,
just
right
because of the,
you.
You know, just because of that Aussie guy.
So, Coach Appert, what's your favorite grilling item?
I would say brats that have been soaked in beer. That's
all right.
A good, you know, I'm a Minnesota boy, and so that's the way we did it back there. And so I love a good brat, especially if it's been soaked for a while in some beer.
What do you put with it?
What do I put with it? Well, I mean, it depends what you want. I like it plain. But, you know, obviously you got sauerkraut and you got onions and relish and all that stuff on top of that. But for me, I like it just plain.
Where about in Minnesota?
Just Cottage Grove, Minnesota, just outside of St. Paul is where I grew up. And then that's where Coach Daniels recruited me from. And I've been gone ever since.
So Minnesota, are their brats a lot like Wisconsin, or do you have to run across the border for good brats?
For the real ones, we go across the border. I hate to admit
it's
that.
It's okay.
I hate to admit that.
I do the same
we do
thing.
We cross the border and go into Wisconsin,
pretty,
which we're only about 30 minutes from Wisconsin. So
pretty hard to beat a Wisconsin brat.
Absolutely.
Yeah, although we've got some butchers around Michigan that give them a good run for their money.
Absolutely. We've got some friends. You know, actually, you guys have a really good Snyder's Barbecue and Meat Market right here in town. Produces some really good meat. Coach Daniels, you probably know that. I'm sure you've frequented it
many times.
Yeah.
We have two giant lockers, Randy. You're going to be intimidated when you see the amount of steaks we have to cut. Okay, we heard these were going to be like razor thin. These are honkers, baby.
Are they?
We're going to be grilling our teeth off. But I think all that's Snyder's. So
that's
some beautiful cuts of meat.
It's awesome. It really is. It's a great addition. He's been here about 8-9 years now, and it's been perfect. And it's right on my way home. So
that's dangerous.
It's very dangerous.
Yeah. Just how you like them, within reach.
Yeah,
that's great.
If you just tuned in, you're listening to the Grilling Guys on 107.3. We are live at the Ferris State Homecoming Bulldogs homecoming, and we're at the tailgate. We are the tailgate. We got fire in the parking lot. We got food. I mean, we've got an actual cube van backed up with food. We're going to get over 1,000 alum just in our tent alone. And there's people that are going to be popping up all over this parking lot to put their tailgate on. And it's Saturday, so it's football in Michigan.
Yeah, don't be shy. The weather's breaking. We've got peaks through a blue sky here. The rain quit. You need to get out, get your tailgate on, get up here, and check this out. Because I tell you what, there is no bigger party in northern Michigan than the one we're having right here, right now.
Hey, this is classic football weather. A little gray sky. The wind's starting to cool down or slow down. But a little cool outside, but the sun's popping through a little bit. It's going to be a good day for football.
Coaches, one last thing. What's the number one thing you're going to do tonight to maintain another win, and what are you going to do to combat that?
Well, I think the most important thing for us tonight would be maintain discipline. Really physical game last night. We really went at each other, but, you know, you can cross that line, and all of a sudden you're in the penalty box.
Right.
So we're going to try to get Coach Daniels distracted at the barbecue, and we're going to get him over here with the grilling guys, and hopefully the steaks and the brats and the cold ones might get the coaching staff distracted, and we can take advantage of that.
Well, we have a stash of Valentine's vodka, so we're going to make him a Bloody Mary as soon as we wind this rodeo up here.
Yeah. Well, that's great. Well, gentlemen, thanks so much for making time for us. We are the Grilling Guys. We're Ferris alumni. We appreciate you having us up here. Good luck. Have a hard-fought game, and may the best team win.
Thanks, Bob. Thanks, Randy. And thanks for coming up here today. Really, really appreciate
it. Hey, we hope to come back for a hockey tailgate.
Hey, anytime.
It sounds great.
Love to have you.
All right.
Okay, coming up next, we've got Coach Pierce, the Ferris State football coach, online. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Not to walk my way. Tell your children not to hear my words, what they mean, what they say. Mother, mother, can you keep
the Grillin' Guys on 107.3 WBBL FM.